Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you every Saturday right here on CFAX 1070 from 1 to 2 o'clock. The show is called Lifestyle. It's all about you. And today, that may be Valentine's Day. We've got some theme things going on here today, talking about some food later on, maybe some great meals to make that are good for you and good for your heart. We're also going to talk to Lisa, who's our beauty expert, about some of the top trend colors and a gala that's coming up. Off the top of the show, we're going to talk to our clinical counselor about falling in love with yourself, because lots of times we make bad choices again and again and again. And I welcome you to call in to the station, 250-386-1161 or star 1070. Also, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter if you have questions for Esther Kane. You can also find her on her website, but we're always welcome. You're welcome to call in. She is an expert in this area, and welcome to the show, Esther. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Patty.
This is a great idea. You've got a book called Dump That Chump.
Yes.
It's a 10-step plan for ending bad relationships and attracting the fabulous partner you deserve.
Yes. And
you know, I think a lot of the work you do, you've already worked through your own stuff, and that's, you know, part of being good at what you do is knowing what other people, when they come to you, can empathize because you've done the work.
Yeah.
And the first one is to fall in love with yourself, and I think we can all struggle with that at times in our lives.
Yeah, and I just wanted to start by saying that, to tell you a little story, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, of Valentine's Day, been with my husband over 16 years, and this morning I woke up and he had put a song on my iPod, which is a Bruno Mars song, which was one of my favorite songs, When I Was Your Man, and then we slow danced as he played it to me.
Oh.
That is what I have now, and that's 16
so nice.
Years in. And I just wanted to let people know that, you know, that came from a lot of tough lessons in life. And, you know, he didn't just appear spontaneously. So I wrote Dump That Chump a number of years ago because, excuse me, I've learned in my own life about healthy relationships and how much I deserved and what was possible. And I've also taught other women how to focus on what they deserve and what is possible. And I just decided to put it into a book format. It's a self-help book, so it's a, you know, there's a lot of exercises in there.
And before we get to the ones for just this, Esther, let's talk about in the book, you start with some of the things which are, and which is part of your counseling, is family of origin and family, you know, being familiar with certain things that maybe you pick someone that is, you know, like your family.
Yes, exactly. Basically, we just copycat. We grew up with a certain kind of family, certain situation, and then we usually pick our partners according to what we learned growing up. And unfortunately, it would be great if we grew up in a dysfunctional family and we said, oh, I'm not doing that when I grew up. I'm going to pick the opposite. But most of us kind of pick what we knew, which is usually dysfunctional and not healthy.
And so as to not to blame and get over that, you deal with it so that you can find out the answers so you can move on and know what you're looking for. And part of that is visualizing. I know that's big in your book, which is, you know, sort of be the person you want to attract and start visualizing that because it might come to you.
Well, and the power of the mind is so fantastic. So I have one saying in there, what you think is what you get. And it's really true when it comes to relationships. Like if you think you deserve someone that doesn't really pay much attention to you and is distracted all the time and isn't romantic, and, you know, that's all you deserve, that's what you're going to get. And it usually fits in with, oh, my dad's like that, you know, better than nothing. But I believe we deserve the best. And even if you didn't grow up with the best, you can have the best now. And if you change your mindset, I mean, we're learning so much about the power of the mind and the brain and how we can change our brains by what we think and what we focus on, you can really change your mindset. And then your radar, it changes, and you're sending out different signals in the world. So you're sending out a much stronger, vibrant signal when you're saying, no, I want someone who meets this criteria. So in the book, I talk about all the, you know, to do a checklist and to go through that and really be clear on what you're looking for. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, how are you going to know when it hits you on the head?
Right. And a lot of people are so afraid of being alone, aren't they? I mean, it's like, well, he's not great, but he's there.
Exactly. And I know this with some of my clients right now. They're really going through this, where there's some breakups that have happened for some clients. There's a lot of divorce happening. It seems to be themes and waves, especially around Valentine's Day. So this week, you know, I see some people more than once because they're just really having a rough time. And basically, this fear of being alone keeps coming up. The fear of being alone is so strong, it's almost like a phobia, that it stops them from thinking rationally, and they end up in these relationships with people that are downright abusive or neglectful, because to them, it's better than being alone. It's like they think they're going to die if they're alone. Mm-hmm. That's really the fear is so strong that they really kind of think that when we look at their thoughts.
And, you know, Esther, we've talked before about this, and I know in your 20s, it's a whole different animal because mm-hmm. who you are at this stage in life. But it seems so desperate. You want to, you know, be like, you want to find someone. And Valentine's Day, no matter what your age, can be kind of a hard day because, you know, we're all alone, no matter even if we're with somebody.
Yeah.
And some of the people that are with someone can be the loneliest. So.
Right. I watched this movie last night that was very funny. It's about people that are trying to kill themselves, and not in England, but it's actually funny. And they do it on New Year's Eve. It's a comedy, believe it or not. And they all go to the top of this building, but they're all taking turns with jumping, and then they decide not to jump because they're trying to stop each other. And they talk about how New Year's Eve is the number one day for killing yourself, and then Valentine's Day. And they make a pact not to kill themselves before Valentine's. So, you know, it brings up a lot of emotionally loaded stuff, this whole day that we're supposed to focus on love. But where I come from, these days is helping people to love themselves, because that's the foundation that you lay before you're going to attract someone really good for you and that's healthy. Because, you know, Marianne Williamson, who I love, she said in one of her books, I think it's A Return to Love, she said, if I don't like being with myself, who else is going to like being with me?
Right. And I think sometimes, Esther, that takes a little bit of downtime to be on your own and get comfortable with that and know you're okay on your own and you don't need anybody else.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of go from there. But when it's all the noise around you, mm-hmm. you don't really ever have time to reflect on that.
Yeah, but I think that self-induced busyness, you know, we kind of...
I think
we create all of these distractions in order to not sit with ourselves. But the danger in doing that is that you don't really get to know yourself. And if you don't really know yourself and you're in an intimate relationship, and believe me, after 16 years of being with somebody, I understand this deeply, you're going to have a bad relationship. Like, you need to know who you are, what you stand for, what you like to do on vacation, like just simple things, what you like to eat, you know, so that you can be a solid self in that relationship. You're not threatened by everything that other person says and does.
And, you know, let's talk about that end of it, too. So say today it's Valentine's Day and you're in a long relationship. I'm really fortunate that we laugh. We have so much fun. And every day has continued to get better.
Oh,
so, you know, I think, and hearing your story about, you know, today, how lovely is that?
And
that's
wonderful.
What life is, those gestures. It doesn't have to be expensive or anything else. It's just a kindness that resonates with you.
Absolutely. You know, and I come from, I share this in the book too, but I come from a really dysfunctional family where my mom was divorced twice and in terrible relationships. And her main relationship that unfortunately I was stuck with for 11 years in the middle of was really abusive. And so I didn't see a loving marriage model to me. I didn't see healthy relationships. I did with my grandparents, but with my parents, no. So, you know, even with that, I had no sort of backing for this. I figure if you're smart enough and wise enough, and I believe we all know what's right and what's wrong and what we deserve on a very basic level. And if you believe strongly enough that you deserve that and that it's out there, you will find it.
And if you're in something bad, I know your gut is probably telling you that, even though your head's trying to talk you out of it.
Exactly, and I see that a lot with my clients, that they really get angry with me, actually, when I challenge them on it, because they're so in denial about this person and you know, what's happening to them, that they just, it's like, don't bust me on this. I just want to be with somebody. That's what usually comes out. I just want to be with somebody. It's like, really? Somebody? Is that really your highest marker?
When we come back, Esther, we're going to talk about the exercises, How Do I Love Me? When we come back in 2 minutes, more with Esther.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's that time of year again. The Subaru fleet return sale is on now at Saunders Subaru. Save thousands and receive mileage discounts on 2015 Subaru Foresters and 2014 Outbacks. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on near-new, all-weather capable, great-handling Subarus with low kilometers and a factory warranty. There's less than 20 left, and they won't last long, so hurry in for the best selection. Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee, always on.
To celebrate Chinese New Year, Fairway Markets is putting some special items on sale. So open your Fairway flyer and find whole Chinese-style chicken, head and feet attached, just $2.39 a pound. Seedless navel oranges, 99 cents a pound. Golden Phoenix Thai jasmine rice, an 18-pound bag, just $13.99. It's the year of the sheep, but don't be sheepish about dropping by. Gung Hei Fat Choi, happy Chinese New Year.
No club cards, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing at Fairway Market.
Hi, I'm Bruce Reed, owner and founder of The Vitamin Shop. When I opened The Vitamin Shop in 1984, my vision was to offer high-quality brand-name vitamins at affordable prices. Our mission statement remains the same today. With highly qualified and professional staff, we offer excellent customer service both locally and nationally.
For quality vitamins and excellent service, visit The Vitamin Shop at 1212 Broad Street or CanadianVitaminShop.com. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free shipping service.
Here's a message you wouldn't expect from a burial park. Eat healthy, exercise daily, and manage your stress. This is Royal Oak Burial Park, the only not-for-profit burial and cremation park in our region. You see, as a not-for-profit, we can afford to share ideas that help you live a longer, healthier life. We're here if you need us, but we're in no hurry to have you here. Royal Oak Burial Park, a beautiful place to remember. Visit robp.ca.
Hey, babe, how's it going? Wait, are you high?
Maybe. What's the big deal?
You're driving.
So? It's not like I'm drunk. Who told you it's dangerous? Your parents?
No. I guess they don't think driving high is a big deal either.
What are you saying if you don't say anything? Talk to your teens about the dangers of drugs and driving. Learn more at silencecanbedeadly.ca. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Canada.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070. We're talking about loving yourself. I have Esther Kane, who is a registered clinical counselor. Her book is called Dump That Chump, a 10-step plan for ending bad relationships and attracting the fabulous partner you deserve. And we were discussing earlier that sort of starts with you and loving yourself. And Esther, you have some exercises that you want to share with our audience.
Yes, and this is something that I love to do. I've done many groups in my time, workshops with women and groups, and those are just so much fun. And I did this with a group of women in Vancouver at one point, and it was so delightful. So the first one was, I call them How Do I Love Me exercises. The first one is to, now it might be a little bit late, but you know what? It still is Valentine's. So buy or make yourself a Valentine's Day card. And so I had the women do this in groups. I've done this several times. And then I get them to write advice for themselves on how they can love themselves more. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, fill it up, make sure the whole thing is full, and then make sure to mail it to yourself. So when I do it in groups, I usually do it a week before Valentine's, and we walk to the mailbox and mail them, and I give them stamps and envelopes and everything so that they make sure they mail them to themselves. So you mail it to yourself just before Valentine's, and then you read it to yourself when it arrives in the mail. And the feedback I have gotten from doing this exercise many times is just, they first of all, the women forget about it. 9 times out of 10, they forgot that they mailed themselves Valentine's card. And then when it arrives, it is such a wonderful surprise. And they all say they're moved to tears when they read it because it's a very powerful experience to write it to yourself.
What kind of things would people write?
Basically, how you can love yourself more. So, for example, a lot of women, for example, judge how they look, right? I'm going to stop beating myself up for how I look so much. I'm going to, you know, say nice things to myself about my appearance. I'm going to stop beating myself up about being single, for example. I'm going to focus on what a catch I am. I'm going to take care of my health by taking my vitamins regularly, you know, or going to the gym or going to yoga class. I'm going to learn to meditate. I'm going to sit with myself even when I don't like myself and love myself through it. Things like that.
Let me ask you something. Do you think women overshare too much? You know, I watch some of these reality shows. Well, I watch a lot of them, actually. Yeah. The Bachelor. And, you know, the woman was saying, you know, men don't find me attractive or, you know, guys leave me all the time. Do you think that when you put that out there, the guy's going, geez, what's wrong with you? That we should share that with our girlfriends but not with everybody we meet?
I don't think you should share that with anybody. I think that's a toxic thought pattern.
Yeah.
Right? In the first place, because the energy, just think about the energy you're sending out. The guys don't like me. They end up leaving me. They say I'm not attractive. I mean, what is your gut feeling when you hear that from
somebody?
Sad
sack that, oh, wow, you start looking at them going, well, I guess maybe you are.
Maybe you are unattractive because this is not feeling good. Yeah. It's not an attractive vibe. You're not sending out a superstar vibe, you know.
And you don't have to be the slimmest, youngest person to be absolutely a knockout, because it comes from the light within that you're sharing out there, right?
It's how you carry yourself. It's how you present yourself to the world. And I tell you one thing. Self-love is the sexiest vibe around. It is so attractive when a woman loves herself or a man loves himself. And when I say love ourselves, a lot of my clients say, I don't want to appear conceited. I don't want to be full of myself. You know, I'd say 98% of us don't have to worry about that. We are on the other end of the spectrum where we think we're junk, right? And you know, you couldn't be conceited if you tried, most people.
But it's a good thing, right, to, you know, not to be a narcissist, but to start appreciating yourself and seeing that you're kind of a catch and that they're lucky to get you as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, and what do I have to bring to the table? You know, like, what are my skills? What are my quirks? I was watching Mindy. Do you know that show?
Yeah, I like that show.
I like that show because she says, this show I saw last night, she said something like, I could lose 15 pounds, and I'm not a skinny model, blah, blah, blah. You know, and she's South Asian, and she's got all, and she's so quirky. And, you know, but she basically said, but I'm a good person, you know.
And she gets every guy and all the good-looking ones, and it's wonderful because why not?
She's beautiful, she's attractive, and she's just quirky, and she's herself. And I love that, and I think it's so wonderful to have her as a role model.
Absolutely. Now, say you're just starting a relationship, and it's fairly new. How much, like, past boyfriends, past this, past that, do you think it's maybe wise to sort of not always tell all that information, too, because it can come back to haunt you?
Exactly. I like the analogy I use with my clients is like we're sitting here, there's a coffee table, and you've got a giant purse like most of us women have. You dump all the stuff on the coffee table with me in therapy. Like, this is a good place to dump all of that, and we can sort through it and see what's there, you know. But you don't want to do that on a first date.
You're right. And, you know, I really think that a lot of people, most people, can really benefit from talking to someone because it's someone who can really look at things and kind of give you some life advice or some things, how to maneuver and navigate where your friends don't want to hear it or, you know, your husband or boyfriend doesn't want to hear it. We all have stuff.
We do. And I just did a new video for my website, and I'd love some feedback on it, by the way, people. But basically what I say is the difference between going to counseling and talking to your friends or family is I'm not going to give you advice. I'm not going to sit there and judge you. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know, that's kind of nice. But yeah, when you're getting to know someone, I say go on a case-by-case basis of information as needed and requested. You know, you meet some people and they say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm an alcoholic. It's like, oh, my God, is that how you introduce yourself to everybody? You know, that's what you want to put forward as your first thing. Like, not that it's bad to be a recovering alcoholic or whatever it is, but I just don't think that's anyone else's business, especially when you don't know somebody.
Right, and there's more to people than that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's not all. Just because you may have suffered with an addiction, you don't have to go advertising that. We all have our weak links, and we all have our, you know, things that we struggle with, and that's fine. But I think we should be always sort of putting the positives forward and really just be, I call it being the higher self, you know, coming from the higher self, not the small self.
So if you're, you know, maybe to start a relationship or you've been in one for a while, what are some of the red flags that you should sort of look out for, that the stuff you've heard about that, you know, is flows through a lot of people's lives that's similar?
Okay, so then I go through this in my book, but one of the ones for sure is when you go on a date with somebody and you basically end up knowing a lot about them and they didn't ask you anything about you. Red flag.
Yeah.
That's probably narcissism at work. Yeah. On their part, right?
Okay.
Another red flag is listening to your body. Women are so intuitive, and some men too. I mean, men too. But I think women are so in tune with our bodies. And if we just feel icky around somebody, or we get this weird feeling that doesn't settle well with us, someone, you know, going on a date, that's a red flag. Your body will tell you if that person is good for you or not good for you. If you feel all comfortable, light, happy, you feel like you were heard, you had a great time, and you're all relaxed, that's a good sign, right? So tuning into your body is really good.
Yeah, and tuning to their body language. I used to go with a guy, and he would cross his legs, you know, out for dinner and look sort of the other way almost.
Oh, distracted.
It was like, oh, okay, that's a... strange.
Yeah.
But I knew then, right? You just got to
exactly.
go with
What's
it.
What's that about? Where are you, buddy? Yeah. Yeah. And also, if someone says something, but they do the opposite, that's a big one for me. The tongue in the mouth and the tongue in the shoe is an old expression. You know, like, people... These following through with the behavior is really important. You want to focus on the behavior, not the words, because a lot of people are very good with words, very bad at follow through.
That's very true. And, you know, I'm a romance nut. I love all these shows, Jennifer Aniston, everything, you know, so happy. And I want a soundtrack and my hair blowing in the wind. And, you know, I want it all perfect. And, you know, so it's hard because that's not real life. But you can, you know, look at that moment today with your husband. Things come close to it, but it's not Hollywood.
No, and I mean, those moments for us happen once every few months or something, but they're so precious. And I think we have to be realistic. That's the other piece I would say to people, is being realistic and let people be human, right? Even on a first date, you know, probably the person is going to be nervous. You're going to be nervous. You might kind of be goofy. Give them ample room to be a little bit silly and
yeah,
weird.
And maybe don't write them off on the first date because,
exactly.
you know,
give them another chance.
We don't often, it's not always love at first sight for both sides of the equation. Sometimes it grows. So, you know, if you have a sense they're a good person, maybe give another try.
And the whole thing of physical attraction, too, and the chemistry thing, that is an interesting one, too. Sometimes it's not there on the first date, but that grows sometimes. So giving that a chance, like if someone seems like a great person, but you say, oh, I don't know if I'm attracted to them, maybe try it again, you know. And sometimes it's just not there at all. But sometimes that shifts for people.
Right. And lots of times you want to marry your best friend and someone that makes you laugh, too. There's many sides to people.
Yeah.
That are important. How do people get a hold of you, Esther, if they want to know more about what you
sure.
do?
Yeah, I have a brand new website.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, thank you. It's ESTHERKANE.com, or they phone me 250-338-1800, and I do telephone counseling, Skype, as well as in person.
Great talking to you, as always,
Esther.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next month.
When
we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Lisa Smith from London Drugs about some new colors in the palette for the spring. You're listening to Patty Mack right here on Lifestyle on CFAX.
Grandpa, you've done pretty well for yourself. What's your secret?
Jimmy, it's all about planning for your future. And investing in mortgages with a mortgage broker at Great Pacific is a great opportunity for high-yield returns secured by real estate. Then you receive interest on the amount lent out. Great Pacific has been arranging mortgages for over 20 years.
Couldn't I just invest in baseball cards or something?
You're not very smart, are you, Jimmy?
Investing or borrowing? Call Great Pacific Mortgage and Investments. After all, it's your money.
Hi, Jeffrey here from Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. Flowers and chocolates are a nice gift for Valentine's Day, but why not give her something really special with a gift of jewelry? Beautiful diamond earrings, a lovely coloured stone necklace, or a Pandora bracelet make for the perfect gift. We also carry Art Carve and True Romance, stunning engagement rings if you want to make this Valentine's a day she will never forget.
Nothing says love more than a gift from Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. Visit them in Oak Bay Village or online at barclaysjewelers.com.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Police in Denmark say one man was killed and three police officers were wounded when a gunman opened fire on a cafe in Copenhagen as it hosted a free speech event. Mette Albach is a crime reporter at a Danish daily newspaper. She tells the BBC what she's heard from several witnesses.
One of them saw one person with a mask and heard shooting for about 2 minutes. The police shot back at him and they heard yelling in a foreign language.
The event at the cafe was organized by Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who has faced numerous threats for caricaturing the Prophet Muhammad. Two people have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder in an apparent plot to attack a public place in Halifax on Valentine's Day. A third person, a 17-year-old boy from the Halifax area, has been released without charges. RCMP Commander Brian Brennan told a news conference police were alerted by a tip.
And through the investigational work of RCMP and Halifax Regional Police members in the integrated unit, tracking down leads and putting pieces together, that's what formed the basis of the investigation. But it all started from a single Crime Stoppers tip.
Police say three long-barreled rifles have been seized from the home just outside Halifax, where a 19-year-old man was found dead. Although the province may want to stay out of it, the city of Victoria will push the issue of amalgamation with the BC government. Councillors agreed to write to the province and ask the Minister of Community, Sport and Cultural Development to meet with Mayor Lisa Helps to talk about the issue. Now, speaking yesterday on CFAX with Terry Moore, Helps says the province should be thrilled to take a leadership role on amalgamation because, as she puts it, the people have spoken.
There was a very clear mandate from many municipalities in the region that people wanted more information on what amalgamation could look like for this region. And yeah. I think that, you know, the minister is probably looking forward, and not just the minister, but her government. Wouldn't it be better for everybody if there were fewer municipalities in this region to work with?
8 of the 13 municipalities in the capital region had a question related to amalgamation back in November in the civic elections. CFAX weather is coming up next.
Something's coming for us.
Tonight.
There was a time if you told me werewolves existed, I would have laughed.
The space original series Bitten returns for an all-new season.
What is that?
It's like they don't feel pain.
The animal inside her has been set free.
You want to see the wolf? Here I am!
Now, her vengeance.
I am going to rip the life out of you.
Knows no bounds. Bitten, all-new episode, tonight at 10 on Space. Watch Season 1 on Crave TV.
CFAX weather, we should see some sunshine this afternoon with a high of 12 degrees. A few clouds tonight, a low down to 4. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 11, and the sunshine sticks around for a few days into next week. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 11 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070, it's 1:34.
At CFAX 1070, your opinion matters.
And we want to hear it.
With Club 1070, you'll receive exclusive offers and win prizes. What's your favorite show?
Who should we interview?
And what should we be talking about more? It's your opportunity to have your say.
Plus,
when you receive our invitation to participate, we make sure you have the chance to be rewarded.
So be heard.
With Club 1070. Not a member?
It's easy.
Click on Club 1070 at CFAX1070.com. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We are now joined by Lisa Smith, who is a beauty expert from London Drugs. We're talking about some of the new color launches. Some of them are pink, some of the colors of the ocean. Lisa's going to tell us all about it. How are you, Lisa?
Fine, thanks. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I bet you it's busy down there with people getting last-minute gifts.
Well, yes, men trying to find that last-minute gift.
Well, at least they're trying, right? And, you know, you were talking about the colors. I looked up your website. There's a lot of the pink lips again, too, and the blushes. And
yes. Well, Lise Wattier and Clarins, they both have a new launch pre-pack colors. It's the colors of the ocean, the pastels, the turquoise, the blues, the corals, and also still the smoky eye with a bit of the lighter ocean colors.
And lip color, nude lips, they're back?
Nude lips are back. Coral is actually very big right now, but the big puffy lips.
The big puffy lips. Well, yes. What if you don't have them?
Well, we can show you how to get them.
Now, do you think coral is a color that a lot of people can't wear because it's
Well, actually, it's not like it used to be where it was like a burnt orange or like a papaya color. It's very soft. So if you're using like a nude lip liner or even a pink liner, you can always change that coral to suit your skin tone, but still have the coral base.
Lisa, when you think about the 80s, you kind of laugh at some of the stuff, and sometimes it's hard to go back. Like if you see something coming back, it's like, oh my goodness gracious, the big hair and the big lips and eyes.
Absolutely. I still see it.
You still see it? Yeah. Do you help people too when they come in? Do you have people that come in that are really stuck and that you remake them?
Oh, absolutely. We do makeovers. We have women who, you know, haven't worn makeup for a long time, and we do the makeovers, and they look terrific. And the nude colors are very easy to do because it's very soft, very feminine.
And, you know, Lisa, a lot of people don't want to wear makeup, don't like it, or opposed to it. You don't have to be totally putting lots on, but say today for Valentine's Day and you want to kick it up a notch, you know, what are the simple things you can do to really sort of feel a little better about yourself?
The simple things to do would be a loose mineral powder. You just brush it on. It takes 5 seconds. Put a little bit of lip gloss, a little bit of mascara, and you're on your way.
Right, and it just sort of gives you a bit of a lift, right? And also, I think another thing that's big is eyebrows. You know, I'm huge about eyebrows. I was a makeup artist as well in the day, and a proper framed eyebrow, because you get people that are either have the, you know, the clown thing, or they don't have any eyebrow, or it starts too far from the nose. It can really be a game changer if you get a good eyebrow, and that's something you could help people with also.
Yes, and brows are very big right now, actually, too. And I find that when they apply it on, it really brings out their eyes. And, of course, that's the first thing you see, you know, is the eyes. They've got them in powder form. We actually have shapers, which make it much easier for people who have never done it before. You just apply the shaper onto the eye, and then you can either use powder or a pencil and just follow the stencil.
Wow, and a lot of people, they kind of feel like Groucho Marx when they first put some eyebrow on, because it's been a while since they overplucked their eyebrows. You know,
well,
back
years
in the day.
And years ago, that's what happened. Everybody waxed them and plucked them, and that was it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
now,
I had a shop set up in my house for everybody to come over. Sorry, gals.
Yeah, but it's not too late. We actually have products also in Elizabeth Arden, also Rapid Lash, which will help the growth of lashes and your brows.
Just don't get it on your face.
Or just under your nose. You're right.
Do you have stuff that's waterproof, though? Like, say, eyebrows, and you're going on a vacation, and you're swimming, and you come out, and you have no eyebrows. Is there anything that stays on?
Yes, we actually have, it's like a clear mascara, and you can apply that on. Or they actually have a spray that you can mist after the fact, leave for a couple minutes, and it will stay.
I was talking about The Bachelor earlier in the show.
Oh, the Bachelor, okay.
Yes, and this one girl that's on this time around has makeup on all the time. I think she's got the false eyelashes, the stenciled eyebrows, and you should really wash some of that off at night, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. You know, that's bacteria. You need to cleanse your face and make sure that, you know, you have a good cream after the fact, especially a hydrator, because she would be using like a thicker makeup, like a waterproof. And this, you know, you want your skin to breathe, so it's very important you remove. And a lot of women do not remove their mascara. That's extremely important. You can lose your lashes if you're not doing that.
What is a really good product that's sort of basic, a couple of things you could use?
To
wash your face and for moisturizing.
Absolutely. They have, for women who just don't want to use soap and water, they have, it's called a 3-in-1 liquid. It's a cleanser, toner, eye makeup remover all in one. All you do is saturate a cotton pad and just apply it onto the skin. It will remove everything. Then put either a serum or a retinol cream after that, and that will help hydrate the skin.
Right, and for people that don't know, you can always help them with that, because there's a lot of names going around now.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to know, is that good for me if I go in the sun? And so just come see Lisa at London Drugs, and she'll hook you up.
Absolutely.
Let's also talk about scents, because I know fragrances are big, and people don't like the heavy, heavy sort of essences now.
Exactly, but interesting enough, fragrance is really coming back, we're finding here. A lot of women like that powdery, sort of that soft, romantic scent. And then we also have the light, sort of feminine fragrances also. Like today, it's been amazing for fragrances for us.
What would some of those be that are lighter?
Well, they have one actually in Lisboa, and it's called Vent du Sud, and it's very soft. It's a little bit floral and fruity in one, so you can use it, you know, after you get out of the bath. You just give it a light spray, and it stays with you throughout the day. We also have Romance. They've launched a new fragrance, and it's absolutely beautiful. Very feminine, but it's got a little bit more of that sort of musky tone to it.
Now, you don't want to put too much on, because a lot of places, you know, you're not even supposed to wear it. Where yes. would you apply... you know, they used to say in the, you know, in the arms, behind the leg. Where do you put perfume to make it kind of have the most impact?
Well, around on the neck area. Another way of doing it also is you just spray it and then you walk into it. That way you get like a light dusting of it. But I would say, you know, on your, you know, in between, you know, crack of your elbow in the inside, on your wrist, and in behind your kneecaps.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
No, I was good. Very careful.
Okay, and let's end up here talking about the gala that's coming up next
week. Yes. February 19th, we have Clarins makeup artist and Lisboa makeup artist. And Clarins, of course, is a botanical line. It's February the 19th, which is Saturday from 12 to 4.
Okay.
Oh, it's the 21st. I'm sorry.
21st.
February the 21st. Right. I do that every time.
That's okay. And if you want to know more about me, the show, or any of my guests, you can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. And you can find Lisa where?
London Drugs on Yates Street downtown.
And you have been a loyal soldier for a long time, and you love what you do, and you really like helping people.
I absolutely love what I do.
And Lisa Wattier, you sound like you really like that product line.
The colors, well, it's Canadian, actually.
That's a bonus.
They always have a lot of new launches, great products, actually, a lot of herbs is in their products. There's something good in every line that we have, and there's something for everybody in every line.
Well, that's a good place to end it. Thank you so much, and have a great Valentine's Day.
You too. Thanks very much.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about food, good for the heart.
All season, CFAX 1070 is giving away trips to see the Canucks play live with the Lucky Canuck. Here's how.
Listen for the CFAX Lucky Canuck during each game. Then go to CFAX1070.com and enter that player's name. You could win tickets to an upcoming game, accommodations at the Rosedale on Robson, and fly round trip with Harbor Air Seaplanes. Plus, you have a chance to win a $50 gift card instantly from Glenwood Meats.
Win with the Lucky Canuck from Glenwood Meats, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Tonight for Valentine's Day, enjoy an evening of performances, presentations, and adult-only activities looking at the wider side of the animal reproduction, mating, and courtship. This romantic night at the Royal BC Museum will also include truffle catering and a cash bar. And Be a Tourist in Your Hometown, presented by Attractions Victoria, is back Thursday, February 26th until Sunday, March 1st. Be a Tourist gives you the opportunity to view all the sites and attract activities at a fraction of the cost of an actual tourist. Join property moguls and millionaires this Saturday at the Victoria Marriott for the Monopoly Affair, which supports the Canadian Cancer Society. Don't leave it up to chance and get your tickets now. Tomorrow is the last day of the 2015 Victoria Film Festival. Let us in your community cruiser, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great cards replacing.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile.
Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
Hi, this is Niels from Total Prepare. Did you know we sell emergency food that has a 25-year shelf life? It's GMO-free, tastes fantastic, comes with lots of gluten-free options, and is great for campers and hikers too. Would you like to keep your emergency water supply bacteria free for 5 years? We have water stabilizers, water storage tanks, plus the award-winning portable Life Straw to filter any water source. Do you have an emergency kit? Come see our huge selection right here in Victoria at Total Prepare, or visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
From cats and dogs to the people who love them, Petline with Jennifer Shaw, Sundays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
are joined on the phone with Diana Steele, who is a dietitian in Vancouver. She's going to talk about some great ideas for entertaining tonight, maybe your loved one, maybe your family, that are good for you, good for your heart. How are you, Diana?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I like all the recipe suggestions you sent along, and we're going to get to those in a minute. But, you know, this time of year, maybe we've eaten too much over the holidays and we still haven't gotten on plan. I guess the best thing you'd ever do is partner up with your partner and kind of make some better choices. And they can also be tasty.
Absolutely. And I don't think that, you know, we need to make Valentine's Day completely decadent. If you choose to make this one of your, you know, special days of the year, you know, we kind of feel full at the end of a meal that's got too many items that are really rich and creamy. So I always suggest choose one special item that is going to be your sort of centerpiece of the meal. And then everything else can be light and enjoyable and healthy that surrounds it.
Now, is there any truth to it that, you know, it seems as you get older, you can't eat as much? And why would that be?
Well, if you become less active as you age, then that can be one factor that you need to consume less because you're burning less. But also our metabolism slows slightly. So over the years, you may need to consume smaller quantities. But that's no reason to say that you should starve yourself all day so you could eat a large meal. In fact, I think it's going to have the opposite effect. What I do recommend is still have a healthy breakfast, you know, have a smoothie and maybe make it with some almond milk. So that you feel like you're starting off fresh, and if it's Valentine's Day, you know, put strawberries in it or something to make it red. And then have a really healthy lunch, you know, maybe focus on more salads and vegetables, especially if you're going out for dinner where they tend to, you know, underserve the vegetables. And that way you're sort of prepared for your meal, but you're not going in there starved. And then if you do go out for dinner, consider having a salad to share or an appetizer to share rather than each having both the appetizer, because you'll end up being quite full for the entree.
That's a great idea because, you know, you can share, if it's steak and lobster, you can share part of that. If it's dessert, you can share one. Then you don't feel so bloated, because there's nothing worse than that when you've had way too much and then you're kind of done for.
Exactly. And then after dinner, why not go for a walk together and hold hands and chat and maybe go home for a nightcap or something? There are some really amazing recipes for light desserts, too. If you are cooking at home and you don't want to do the chocolate thing, which tends to leave you feeling quite heavy, you can make panna cotta, which is an Italian dessert that's made with gelatin, so it sets. But you can use soy milk or almond milk in that instead of using whipping cream.
Oh, really?
Calories really low. Yeah. And then top it with raspberries or some frozen cherries that you have sauteed with a little bit of brandy and pour that on top. It's a beautiful, really light dessert that you can keep under 200 calories.
That sounds so good. And I was wondering too about almond milk with smoothies and such. Are you going to get a better flavor and a little more satisfying because you have that little essence of almond?
Absolutely. It has a beautiful flavor. And almond fresh unsweetened is only 35 calories in a cup. So in comparison to a glass of skim milk, which would be 90 calories. So you're getting half the calories. And then you put in your frozen berries and banana and make it all smooth and creamy and delicious.
What about people that have allergies to milk? Would they have the same thing with almond milk, or is it different?
No, absolutely, it's different. So anyone that has an allergy to milk would be allergic to the proteins in milk, or if you are lactose intolerant, then you are intolerant to the sugar that's in milk, so you can't break down the lactose. And so an almond milk or a soy milk would give you the alternative without any proteins in there and without any lactose. So those are both great options for substitution. And they have the same amount of calcium as a glass of milk. So when you're looking at bone health and making sure that you're getting enough calcium in your day, they can be excellent alternatives.
I just sneeze all the time when I drink milk, so that'd be a good choice. And how much calcium should we have a day? As a woman,
need 1,000 milligrams of calcium per day as an adult, so ages 19 to 50. And then over the age of 50, you're looking at increasing that to 1,200 milligrams per day.
Do you find that people kind of let that one go, especially adults, that they go, okay, I'm just drinking water now, and they forget about their calcium?
Two-thirds of Canadians Canadian adults aren't eating enough of the milk and milk alternatives category. So it is actually a really important food group to pay attention to. So whether it's milk, yogurt, or cheese, or soy milk, or almond milk, or even a rice milk, that as long as they have been fortified. So you really need to read your food labels and make sure that you're getting one that has calcium and vitamin D added to it. But the other age group that really is suffering is the teens, the 9 to 18-year-olds that are, you know, substituting with pop and other beverages that don't have calcium, and they need more calcium than any of us. They need 1,300 milligrams of calcium per day, which is equivalent to 3 or 4 dairy servings or dairy alternatives, so almond milk and soy milk, per day.
Yeah, and you sort of think, oh, well, I don't need that now, I'm not that old, but, you know, it creeps up on you.
That's when they're building bone. Yeah. That is the time that you are building bone. So if you don't build bone when you're a teenager, you will not have strong bones when you're an adult and you're at higher risk for a fracture. So it's the most important time of our life to consume enough calcium.
Absolutely. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these recipes, the vegetable soup, the tortilla, and what else? Oh, baked pasta. Sounds great. Back in a minute with Diana.
If you're planning on downsizing your living situation, this may be the perfect opportunity to upsize your lifestyle, design, function, and efficiency. The homes of Parkside at Royal Bay have been carefully thought out and designed with the highest attention to detail. West Coast contemporary architecture, energy-efficient designs, designer interiors, top-quality finishes, and appliances. With income-producing legal suites on low-maintenance freehold lots. Imagine life without compromise. Gold winner at the 2014 CARE Awards for Best New Subdivision. The homes of Parkside at Royal Bay. Visit thenewstandard.com.
Here's how to cure a poisonous snake bite. First, get out of the range of the snakes so you don't get bitten again. Then cover the bite lightly and leave it alone. If you
Why take the time to get the works at your Ford store?
Try to keep your pulse at 125, 125 to her, 125, 125. Who give me 120? Who give me who? Who give me 115?
Well, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and up to 83-point inspection for $69.99. And unlike other garages, it'll be done by a Ford-trained technician, so they'll take the time to do it right.
Cover the person with a blanket and make sure they're not cold!
Because important things shouldn't be rushed. So when it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown.
Taxes extra, gotta go to your Ford store for into details.
A shared passion for power, performance, and innovative techniques? That's Integrity Sales in Husqvarna. As a Husqvarna dealer, Integrity Sales carries all Husqvarna power equipment. From brush cutters, weed eaters, chainsaws, lawnmowers, lawn tractors, to a full line of parts and accessories. Count on Integrity Sales to keep you working efficiently with the power of Husqvarna. Integrity Sales, your Greater Victoria authorized Husqvarna dealer. 2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Hi, this is Daryl.
And I'm Tom from Murphy Wallbeds.
You know, it seems like everyone needs more room these days, but with the cost of renovations in real estate, it seems next to impossible to get it.
Need a home office, guest room, storage, or TV room? With Murphy Wallbeds, you can have it.
Let us show you how our innovative designs and products can let one room do it all at a fraction of the price.
Come and see what we have in store for you at Murphy Wallbeds of Victoria, 3075 Douglas Street. Building quality living solutions into Victoria homes for over 25 years.
Around the world, women endure terrible injustices every day. What we take for granted, they are denied. When they seek help, they face arrest, harassment, unspeakable violence, and unjust imprisonment. The Match Fund helps the world's women fight for their basic human rights.
Join the fight. Donate today at matchinternational.org.
I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle on CFAX 1070. On the phone, we have Diana Steele, who is a registered dietitian. Before we get into the recipes, Diana, for tonight's great meals, or maybe this week, if you want to indulge a little bit and kind of remake those things into something a little more good for you, say salad dressings or sauces if you're a sauce person, what can you do to make those still flavorful but less calories?
Well, one of the things that provides a lot of the calories is the amount of butter and oil that you're using. So if you can cut back on the quantity that's in there. So using a salad dressing that perhaps isn't a cream-based dressing and using an oil like a sesame oil, which has lots of flavor, you can use less oil and then add more things like orange juice and soy sauce to and you know rice wine vinegar, make a sort of Asian dressing, which will be very low in calories. Or if you're making a cream sauce, instead of using cream, You can use your flour as a thickener and then add in a soy milk or an almond milk that's unsweetened and maybe unflavored so that you wouldn't have any additional flavor being added to your pasta sauce, for example, and thicken it with that, and then you're very low in fat as well.
Great ideas. And when you look at a dinner plate, say, what does that look like? What is it composed of? What is the balance?
Well, always my dinner plates, half the plate covered in vegetables.
Yeah.
So if you can have a salad and then also some steamed, you know, asparagus or roasted beets or something on the plate, and then have your protein portion as a quarter of the plate, which might be, you know, a piece of smoked black Alaskan cod or a really lean piece of, you know, meat, maybe rather than doing the ribs or the ribeye, you know, have a tenderloin steak if you wanted to go for red meat tonight because it's Valentine's Day and it's special, or, you know, have a nice roasted chicken breast or a piece of salmon. And then your other portion would be a starch. So whether you did a quinoa salad or you did some whole grain brown rice or a pasta, that can just cover up a quarter of your plate. So you keep it nice and light by having all those vegetables in there.
And speaking of light, this tortilla sounds really good. Tell us about this recipe, because it can be, you say, morning, noon, or night sassy Spanish tortilla.
Yeah, so this recipe is kind of like a frittata, only made with potatoes at the bottom. Instead of having, you know, it says tortilla, but it's actually got potatoes and then egg. And instead of using milk, this one's using almond fresh as the component that you mix in with the egg, and then you bake it. And it can be eaten morning, noon, or night. And you could even make it for morning. And then if you didn't feel like cooking, you could have it for dinner as well. So that's the benefit of that. That one you can find at almondfresh.com. So that's a really nice recipe.
And the lowly potato has gotten kind of a bad rap, but, you know, it really does add some substance to something like this and a little bit of sticking power.
And it's also very high in vitamin C and potassium. So it's a vegetable. It comes from the ground, and it's got lots of nutritional value. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have potatoes. And, you know, athletes and people that are exercising a lot hopefully are still paying attention to getting their carbs in there, because that is the number one fuel source that they use is carbohydrates.
That's a good tip, too. Creamy roasted vegetable soup. Now, you know, a lot of people don't know how to make soup or make dressings. Soup is the same, along the same line as a salad dressing, that it's fairly easy to make. What are some of the basics for making this soup or any soup?
Always start off with something that's going to give you lots of flavor. So sautéing your onions and maybe some celery at the beginning if you wanted to put some garlic in there with just a small amount of oil. And then using a stock, whether you're purchasing a stock or making it from scratch, that's up to you, whichever you prefer. But sometimes making a creamy stock by adding in something, this particular recipe, the creamy roasted vegetable soup, that's using a moré. So it's a milk with almond added to it, and it's double the calcium of a regular glass of milk. And then you can blend that in with your tomatoes and your herbs, you know, fresh thyme and some garlic, and also to thicken it using something like a sweet potato or butternut squash, and you can blend that in. It's really delicious.
Oh, that's good. I like that kind of soup that sticks to your ribs.
Mm-hmm.
It's
very hearty. But you could have it, you know, just as a starter, or you could have it as your main meal and even throw in some chickpeas if you wanted for some protein.
Oh, that sounds good. And the last one we have here is lemony broccoli baked pasta.
Yeah, so this pasta is using so nice almond unsweetened as the cream base for your sauce. And so you're doing, as I mentioned before, with the flour. So you make a roux and then you add in the warm, so nice to make a cream sauce. And you would never know that it wasn't actually cream. It's so lovely. And this meal has broccoli in it. And so you've got your protein in there, your vegetable in there, which I'm always thinking, you know, how can we throw more veggies in for the family? So I like this meal as an option for the whole family if everyone's having a Valentine's meal together. And that one you can find at sonice.ca. And it's just, you know, one pot meal, really easy cleanup. But, you know, when you're making Valentine's Day dinner, I think, you know, part of the fun of it is setting the table and having some candles and using red napkins and putting on some music and, you know, maybe even having a fun little dessert, you know, chocolate and dipped strawberries to finish the meal, so that it makes it quite fun without having to go all out really, you know, unhealthy during the dinner. Try and make that healthy and light and cooking together.
Absolutely. It's been great talking to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you also, TJ, to my darling Hudson Mac. Until we meet again, I hope you get out there. Remember to love yourself first and foremost, be kind to those around you, and have a great day. Enjoy.
Thanks.